Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rusty Quill presents.
Hey everyone, Alex Italanda here, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Ostium Sagas. Did you know you can get access to a bunch more unreleased Ostium Sagas content? It's easy. Just become a supporting patron at the $5 level and above on the Ostium Network Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. On our Patreon, you'll get access to many new episodes of the Ostium Sagas you haven't heard before, as well as a bunch of other bonus content. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. Now, I'd just like to thank some of our new patrons for supporting the Ostium Network. Thank you to Rob, Jedia Care, Bobby, Maggie, and Leloberry for supporting us. We really appreciate it. Okay, let's get this Ostium Sagas episode started, shall we?
The Ostium Sagas.
Saga 3. 66 million years ago. Recorder's Endnote. Part 1. Honestly, I'm not sure which one is the cooler story. The incredible saga of some bloke stuck in the time of the dinosaurs and getting to experience the last day of their existence. Or a member of the Conclave, the Keeper in fact, going on a mission. And yes, I don't know what else to call it that doesn't sound as cool. With other members of the Conclave to check out the Great Pyramid of Giza and to find that journal of that bloke stuck in the time of the dinosaurs. Every time I think more on one or the other story, I decide that that's the one that's most amazing. And then I think of the other story and quickly change my mind. Yet again. Suppose the true answer really is, why not both? As I shrug my shoulders in defeat. But let's start with the Ostium Saga. It sounded both fascinating and bloody terrifying. Who wouldn't want to get a chance to travel through an ostium and go back to the time of the giant and oh-so-terrible lizards? But would you want to get permanently stuck there? Yeah, I don't think so. And how about on the day when a great bloody big meteor is about to slam into the planet? Definitely not. A big emphatic no. Here we have our first abrupt and sad end for an Ostium saga. Yes, I know, we never officially saw or heard if Ahmed died, but he seems certain, and let's be honest, however long he managed to stay alive in that harsh, cruel world, it couldn't have been for very long, and he probably ended it pretty quickly for himself with minimal suffering. A sad loss, nevertheless. But the story he recounts, it's like finding a complete dinosaur skeleton. No, it's better than that, because it's a first-hand account of what life was actually like during the time of the dinosaurs, up to the very end, in fact. What paleontologist or historian wouldn't kill... No, sorry, that's the wrong phrasing. But they would be willing to give a bloody lot to read this saga. Of course, they wouldn't believe a single bloody word of it. That's beside the point. I actually really wanted to find out what happened next to the planet and all the dinosaurs. So I did some research and found this smashing book that was published in the year 2022 called The Last Days of the Dinosaurs by Riley Black. It goes into immense and step-by-step detail on everything that happened once the meteor made impact and became a meteorite, I suppose. It's all pretty close to what Ahmed wrote, although I don't know if that just means he did a good job of reporting what he saw, what he thought was going on, and the series of events, or if Black just did a really good bit of research and really knows what she's talking about. I'm not in a position to make a comment either way. I think I already mentioned it, but Jake and Mum are going to lose their bloody minds when they read this Ostium saga. I'm sure it's also going to put some ideas in Jake's head that involve curiosity. Not sure how I feel about that, but I'm sure Mama will be able to keep him under control if necessary. Stop him from diving, or is that falling, headfirst into the Jurassic era. Unless she goes with him, of course, and I'll be left here by my lonesome once again. Although if they actually asked me if I wanted to come along on this hypothetical suicidal trip, I'm not sure how I would answer. Okay, I think I've gushed enough about the time of the dinosaurs, and again, Ahmed, really sorry how it ended for you, mate. If there's anything we can do in the future, or is that the past, to stop these bastards, all I can say is we will try our very best. So let's move on to the other cool story that in some ways feels like its very own Ostium saga, or at least deserving of one, instead of being buried in an author's endnote. It sounds like the Conclave has some significant pull and sway with governments around the world, if they can simply demand that the Egyptian government vacate the Pyramid Temple complex so that they can investigate something. Although there was the strict rule of not being able to take anything belonging to the pyramid or the complex, which the author points out, so it must be a rule they believe in. But to be able to just order those in power to comply and still remain secret and hidden, are they that intimidating? Do governments fear them? They have been around for a very, very long time, or maybe it's because of the knowledge they possess. Perhaps what's in their archives. Maybe they have some serious collateral or blackmail material that automatically makes governments kowtow to them for fear of some terrible truth being revealed. Seems plausible, and probably the more likely reason. Then there's how this group got into the pyramid, as if they knew exactly what they were doing. Had this happened before, and that's why they were easily granted access and able to get inside without any issue? Again, quite possible, I think. And have no fear, I'm taking copious notes here should the opportunity arise for me to ask good old Prof. Harcourt about all this and find out what he knows. I'm sure I could get some answers out of him. And then we have the mysterious journal, just lying there in a corridor of the pyramid, as if someone strolling by had just absent-mindedly dropped it. Remember, this is the 18th century, so I shouldn't think there were too many people who had made it inside the Great Pyramid at this point. This was no accident. No. The only logical answer is that when Ahmed finally dropped that journal through the small ostium, it was somehow transported there inside the pyramid. And yes, it's not lost on me that that's when Ahmed was supposed to have been sent back to. Ancient Egypt and the official unveiling of the Great Pyramid? The question is, did it arrive back in ancient Egypt and somehow remained undiscovered? Or did it appear at a later point? Possibly even just moments before these members of the Conclave were to traverse that particular corridor. Also, what were the Conclave actually looking for there in the Great Pyramid? And finally, is it the Ostium Network who is behind the creation of these small and strange doors through time? Is Evil Jake somehow involved in all this? And for what purpose? I'm sorry, dear listener, but the questions continue to abound with very few answers. We shall have to see if Professor Harcourt can, albeit willingly, shed some light on these matters.